Andy, in your post-match comments last week to Will Cashel, you said your team will never die. Is that the epitome of that there today?
Yeah, you know, it's a quite remarkable result and achievement. You know, I was concerned coming into the game about certain things. You know, that are, these things are out of our hands, Nick, things that we can't control. But I was concerned before the game, and it came to the fore. You know, we've had a perfectly good goal disallowed on half time. You know, Scorio cameras have showed that it's over the line. But we've had to pick ourselves up, and then Jay Owen gets sent off, which is a yellow at the most. And I know how difficult it is for referees nowadays, because with the impact on the tackle, which is a 50-50 tackle, but when the lad stays down, squealing like a little girl, and then all his teammates come running over, the referee is put in a difficult position, and he has to be strong then and go with his first instinct. And if he thinks it's a red, then, you know, I suppose most midfielders in this league should give the game up. George is just daft, you know, completely stupid. I felt at 1-0, you know, that we could, with 10 men, I thought we could get something out of the game. It went down to 9 men, and, you know, it's just a remarkable achievement, and it speaks volumes about what this club is about and what we've created here. This before the penalty was taken, Mike Pearson came across to me and said, if he scores, what do we do? And I said, I don't know. I don't know. Come back in a couple of minutes. Because, you know, it was about trying to get a point, because the point was huge. When I look at the league table, that point, it just keeps everything together. And then to go and score the goal, you know, and they had the warning just before that, when Ryan Wignall goes deep past two players, and the message to try to get onto them was to, there will be no pass on when you receive the ball. You have to step past the player and break forward. And we did that, give the warning, perfectly, you know, great run from Ryan Wignall when he was fouled. We didn't get it. And then, you know, we broke on incredible pace. And if you want any three players in the Welsh Premier League breaking, you want Bakari, Declan Poole, and Ryan Wignall. And it was fantastic, you know. And after the game, you know, I've been in the game a long time now, Nick, and I think Airbus in the playoff final, Stabæk in Norway, and today, that I felt the emotions that I felt in them too. I've not felt that for a long time, Nick. I didn't feel it against TNS when we knocked them out, and I felt it there today again, you know. I just felt the adrenaline bubbling in the stomach, and I just love it, you know. And it makes this job worthwhile, because it is tough, Nick, coming off the pitch. We beat TNS and we come off the pitch and there's nobody there to celebrate with. We win today in an incredible way, and, you know, yeah, we got a hardy full handful of fans that are loyal to us, but it's very, very hard, you know. But I say to the players, we are in this together, we've got each other, you know. And the character's quite remarkable. We're going to be backed against the wall now, because we got suspensions, we've got four key players out. But I tell you what, Nick, it doesn't faze me or scare me in any way, because we'll find a way. We'll find a way, like we did today. Whichever personnel come in, and we've got good players, Declan Poole, Rob Hughes, Ryan Wignall, we've got great players to come in. And, you know, when we'll have to go slightly different to what we've done before and play in a slightly different way. Doesn't bother me, Nick. I love it. Bring it on.